The gist. I gaped when I saw what Precision Life is attempting to do in ME/CFS and long COVID. Precision Life believes they can have it all. Not only is it trying to identify genetically based subsets, but it's attempting to identify the mechanisms driving those subsets, identify biomarkers for those subsets, find drugs that move those mechanisms, and test them. It's an all-in-one package. I was also astonished to learn that Precision Life fully funded its ME/CFS and long COVID studies. That's right, this company really, really wants to work on ME/CFS. Why? So they show the world that they can crack the code on two of the most complex chronic diseases there are. In a Zoom interview, I asked Steve Gardner, the CEO and co-founder of Precision Life, why they think they can do that. Precision Life is bringing two new techniques called combinatorial analytics and mechanostics to bear on these diseases. In combinatorial analytics, instead of assessing gene variants one by one, they assess the biological world that those genes have created, i.e., they assess the pathways and interactions those genes are involved in. Despite relying solely on genetic analysis, the 15 communities Precision Life identified in ME/CFS make perfect sense given ME/CFS research results. They include communities like neural, autonomic, urea cycle, stress signaling, mitochondrial metabolic, vascular endothelial immune inflammatory, metabolic stress response, vascular endothelia. That allows them to uncover the biological communities that permeate these diseases. Next, in mechanostics, they seek to understand the mechanisms at play in these disease communities. Gardner referred to the Victorian or Edwardian clinical observations that have produced many of the labels we currently use to refer to diseases. If Precision Life is on the right track, they will ultimately create new disease classifications that more accurately reflect the biological mechanisms at play. So did the mechanostic clusters. They included groups focused on viral bacterial susceptibility, metabolic dysfunction, and autoimmune neuroimmune signaling. While many mechanisms may be present, Gardner believes that the symptoms that most people with these diseases have are driven by one or two core mechanisms. For instance, in ME/CFS, mitochondrial genes were highlighted in people with severe post-exertional malaise, and neurotransmitter genes were highlighted in people with more severe brain fog. Precision Life also found that many of the long COVID gene variants appeared in their ME/CFS analysis. The two diseases are close enough that Gardner believes ME is a sort of endpoint for something that starts through long COVID. Precision Life's mechanostics program next asks two questions. What exact mechanism or molecular pathway is broken? And can they measure it? If they can assess the brokenness of a molecular pathway, then they can biologically assess how effective treatments are, exactly what the drug companies are waiting for. If drugs exist that specifically target those broken pathways, the clinical trials can be funded. The game is on. The ability to now target precise subsets of patients. Precision Life calls them super responders, who are likely to do well, should result in smart clinical trials and better results than current clinical trials, which simply throw everyone with ME/CFS into the mix. It's the throw everyone into the mix approach in this very heterogeneous disease that has made pharma take a hands-off approach. Precision Life has identified 9 generic drug candidates it wants to test in ME/CFS and/or long COVID, and has honed in particular, on TLR4 targeting drugs. Low-dose naltrexone is a TLR4 targeted drug. It's now analyzing the full spread of deCODE ME data available to it. At 11,500 samples, and not surprisingly, is finding many more genes associated with ME/CFS. Gardner said that because the new analysis validate past findings and open up new ones, Precision Life has high confidence that it'll be able to find targets that are going to be beneficial for patients. Note, though, how complex these efforts are. Precision Life could stumble if it doesn't have enough access to enough high-quality data, which is at a premium in ME/CFS, but is improving. Precision Life is working with the Complex Disorders Alliance, formerly Metrodora, and you can see a link to that at this point in the text version of the gist, to verify and expand its results, to begin a large clinical trial, and in the MELO study to dramatically expand its analysis to include multi-omics data. A preprint that analyzed Decode ME data, which Gardner reported validated past results and opened up new ones, is due soon. Support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. At this point in the text version of the gist, you can see a link where you can give one time or monthly. Thanks for listening.